Today's guest for our Animal Health Update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center.
We're going to be talking about the Standardized Outbreak Investigation Program, or shortly known as SOIP. This is a program that was initially developed in 2021 with a working group of veterinarians that were really formed as experts to develop the terminology and the approach, as well as the word-based document. This has since been developed into an online application so that it can ease data entry and standardize the questions that are asked, and also, of course, save information for producers and veterinarians that are using the program. One of the aspects of SHIC's development of this program was really the need to standardize how outbreak investigations are conducted, meaning if endemic disease such as PRRS comes onto the farm, how do we understand what were the risk factors for that outbreak? How did the pathogen enter into the farm? What are the highest biosecurity hazards that we can help mitigate to prevent a future outbreak? And we wanted to standardize that across different investigators. So whether it was the veterinarian, producer, farm manager putting in data, also standardize across different outbreaks and different pathogens, and then also standardize the information that was collected across different farms. This program has been led by Dr. Darrell Holkamp and Dr. Kate Dion at Iowa State University. And the program through the web-based application is available to all producers and veterinarians. All that's needed is an email to soip@iastate.edu. It's a one-time process to get access to the application and have an account so that you can utilize the Standardized Outbreak Investigation Program. Some of the advantages to using the program specifically through the online application is that all of the data and related information are stored in a centralized database system that can have easy access and management. The platform also allows multiple investigators to access, share, and contribute to the investigation information that can really enhance the collaboration across teams and veterinarians and managers. It also creates site maps and incorporates daily local weather data during the investigation period so that you can identify, were there any weather events that may have changed the day-to-day operation or may have impacted the outbreak risk. You can also customize forms for targeted data collection in the app so that you can utilize it for different pathogen entry events. And it helps you identify risks that may be potential biosecurity hazards. You can do it both proactively, meaning before an outbreak, just to assess any biosecurity hazards, or you can do it after an outbreak over a standardized period of time, both before and after the introduction. It also facilitates collective learning where we can learn across the industry. Are there specific biosecurity hazards that are consistently identified across different farms and systems? And one of the key findings that has been identified through the outbreak investigations to date, so far there have been 87 completed investigations that have been conducted on sow farms across 24 different companies. These investigations were primarily done for PRRS, but also for PEDV, and there were several key findings. Entry events that were most commonly recorded was a pathogen carrying event risk associated with employee entry. That was the most common entry event. Second were feed and feed ingredients, semen, weaned pigs, and also other vendors entering onto the farm. The other aspect was that swine movements were commonly identified as a high hazard rating, whether that be coal sows or weaned pigs. Again, the outbreak investigations allow us to utilize this information and learn on farm for biosecurity hazards.